Introduction. Many writers aim to impress their teachers with their essays. However, their work often gets rejected. The primary reason is a lack of originality and valuable insights. Teachers may stop reading if they do not find the content informative. Hence, you need to write a solid introduction to capture the attention of the readers. So, what makes a good essay introduction? Also, how can you make yours stand out? As the saying goes, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. In this blog, you will find tips and tricks that will help you learn how to write an effective essay intro. An introduction that is crafted well sets the tone for your entire essay. According to the University of Hull, your introduction should comprise about 10% of your total word count. So, let's cover everything you need to know about how to write an effective essay introduction.
What is an essay introduction?
Let's get started. An essay introduction is different from another type of intro. It serves the same purpose as any introduction. However, an essay introduction has its unique structure and components. In the essay introduction, you can add facts, a question that makes them think, as well as a famous quote that fits your topic. Then, you can give some background information. The most important part of the introduction is the thesis statement. It helps teachers to understand what you're trying to argue or explain. What is the structure of an introduction paragraph? A practical essay introduction contains three key elements: hook, background information, thesis statement. Each of these components plays a crucial role to attract readers. Steps for writing an essay introduction. You should understand the steps first, before writing an essay introduction. Let's discuss the steps in detail. Understand the topic. Firstly, you make sure you fully understand the essay topic before you start writing. Do literature research on the subject? Then, think about what they want from you. It will help you decide what points you need to include in your introduction. Brainstorm ideas. Stay calm and try to brainstorm ideas for the introduction. It would be best if you research gripping points related to your topic. Also, you can write down several ideas to help you organize your thoughts. You can start your introduction with a hook. A hook is a sentence or two designed to help you grab the attention of readers. Here are some great pointers for hooks. Try to dig out a surprising or little-known fact related to your topic. You can pose a thought-provoking question to engage the reader. You may use a relevant quote from a famous person or a significant source. It will help if you tell a brief and engaging story related to your topic. Choose the hook that you think will most effectively draw in your reader. Add background information. Background information helps the reader understand why the topic is important, as well as what your essay will cover. You should keep the background information brief and relevant. Let's discuss the points to keep in mind when writing background information. Try to provide a brief overview of the topic. You should define any key terms the reader needs to know. Give a summary of important information or research related to your topic. Formulate the thesis statement. Your thesis statement is the most critical part of your introduction. It is a single sentence that clearly states your main argument or point. It includes clear and concise statement, specific information, revise and edit. You should take time to revise and edit it after writing. You should check for clarity, coherence, and flow. Moreover, make sure there are no grammatical errors or awkward sentences. Here are some tips for revising your introduction. You can read it aloud. As a result, it will help you catch mistakes and see how they flow. Try to get feedback from a friend or teacher. In addition, you can hire professional peer review services to get feedback. Revising will help you ensure that your hook, background information, and thesis statement are clear and well connected. You should start with a surprising fact that relates to your topic. As a result, it will make people curious and want to learn more. Ask a thought-provoking question that connects to your essay. Also, use a relevant quote from someone important or well-known. It will add weight to your essay and pull people in. You can add statistics that show how important your topic is. Make a solid or surprising statement that challenges what people usually think. It creates curiosity and makes people want to read on and see what you have to say. How to include background information? This part gives the reader a brief idea of what is going to be discussed in the essay. In addition, background information should connect to your main idea. However, don't reveal everything in the intro. Briefly mention some historical context you will discuss later. How much you write about the background depends on what you're writing about and how long your essay is. How to write a thesis statement. Do not write something vague like exercise is good for you, write what you are going to prove. For example, you can write exercises that can help you improve your physical and mental health as well as your quality of life. Inform the reader what you will be discussing in your essay. If your essay is relatively short, it would be advisable to make your thesis statement specific. However, if your essay is long, you can expand the word count of your thesis introduction by learning the steps, but what about the conclusion? Don't worry, read our blog on how to write a conclusion and become an expert. Essay introduction examples for students. Example 1, argumentative essay. Hook, imagine a world where every child wakes up excited to go to school, free from the stress of choosing what to wear. Background information. For decades, the debate over school uniforms has raged on, with many schools around the world adopting mandatory uniform policies. Proponents argue that uniforms create a sense of community and equality, while opponents believe they suppress individuality and creativity. Thesis statement: school uniforms should be mandatory in all public schools because they reduce peer pressure, improve student focus, and promote equality. Also read, how to write an argumentative essay. Example 2, expository essay. Hook, did you know that the average person produces 4.4 pounds of trash every day? Background information, with landfills overflowing and environmental concerns on the rise, recycling has become a crucial practice in modern society. It involves collecting and processing materials that would otherwise be thrown away as trash and turning them into new products. Thesis statement, the process of recycling involves collecting, processing, and repurposing materials, which helps reduce waste and conserve natural resources. Example 3, analytical essay. Hook, in a small town deeply divided by racial tension, one man's moral courage stands as a beacon of hope and integrity. Background information, Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird is a classic novel that explores the complex issues of race, class, and morality in the American South during the 1930s. The story is told through the eyes of Scout Finch, a young girl whose father, Atticus Finch, serves as the moral backbone of the novel. In To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee uses the character of Atticus Finch to explore themes of racial injustice, moral integrity, and compassion. Conclusion. Developing a proper essay introduction is always a good practice as it sets the reader's perspective of your essay. You should know that an introduction is not merely the starting point of the text. It is your chance to spark the teacher's interest in the topic. Also, you can transform your introductions from dull and forgettable to dynamic and unforgettable by using our tips. However, you can consult journal publisher for assistance if you're still struggling to write a strong essay introduction.